Hello.
Hey Jared, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing all right, Victor.
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. Just following up with you regarding the missed call, and also I want to let you know that your Google Business profile is no longer suspended. It's live, so now clients could see it back up again and everything. So you should start getting more calls soon. And we did make a couple of updates on your Google Ads as well. That way we could start in that well we implemented new changes, right? So you should be seeing different quality leads from now on. And just wanted to follow up with you if you had any particular questions or something I could help you out with.
Yeah, I had forgotten our conversation. It was a little bit surprising that the $540 odd came out again, which is fine right now. But I also had another company reach out saying that my Google business wasn't verified. I don't know who this guy was, but
Strange.
yeah. And then he said that I had actually, he said I had no profile at first, and then he said that I had three profiles. And then I told him, well, let me call Local Splash, I'll get back to you. And he's all, oh yeah, we always have to clean up what Local Splash does. And I said, well, let me ask you something. Is this going to cost me money, what you're going to do to verify my Google? Because I already was verified through Local Splash. And he goes, well, yeah, there is one-time setup fee. I was like, well, let me call Local Splash. I'll call you back. He goes, fine. And he hung up on me. I was like,
Okay, that's a little bit strange. Well, first of all, your profile is live. You do have a profile. If you had several profiles, your profile right now wouldn't be active. It'd be deleted. It'd be suspended, or for some reason, it just wouldn't be active, right? And well, your account's live. It's visible. It's there. So I really don't know what he was talking about. And regarding that, they always have to pick up on us. I mean, that's pretty common practice for a lot of companies, right? They're always going to, well, say what they want to say just to get your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was a little bit pushy, which was automatic red flag for me. So, yeah. But as far as the Google profile being back up, and then you making some changes, getting my notepad out and all that stuff. Do I still have a Facebook profile page? I gotta be honest, I haven't followed up with this stuff in a while.
Yes, you do have a Facebook business page.
Okay. Now, do I have access to that, or is that just you guys?
No, you have access to everything. At the end of the day, your Facebook business page, your Google business profile page, that's all yours.
Okay, so if I wanted to get in and add photos to it and all this stuff, I could do that, right?
100%, yeah. Actually, it's recommended, for example, on the Facebook business page. Well, for you to post every now and then, ideally just post once a day, just once daily. Something simple, like in the morning, getting ready to get the work done, do a little picture, and that's it. But regarding the ads, we manage the ads completely. We make sure that those are visible to all the areas that we're targeting. But yes, regarding Facebook, by all means, I would even recommend you to start sharing it on your personal profile. That way we start getting more followers and people to see it, right?
Can I have the sign in to that Facebook so I can actually post and all that stuff?
Of course, there's actually no sign in. It's just automatically connected, linked to your personal Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So once you get there, it should give you a little option. It's like a little, it has, it seems like a little recycling bin. It has like the two arrows in a circle. If you click on that, it changes your personal page to the business profile page.
Okay. But if I don't post or link it directly to my Facebook page, my personal one, it won't reflect directly that this is my company, correct?
It's always linked, but no, it will, like, you're never going to show up as you're affiliated with it. Like, no one's ever going to know.
Unless I go on my personal profile and type in, hi, I'm Jared Rafferty, I'm the owner of Northern Pacific Fire Protection.
Exactly.
It's not going to reflect that I am the owner. It'll be from a passerby, it'll just be a separate entity, correct?
Exactly, yep.
And the only reason you'd want to link it is so that people you know kind of look at it and then basically push it along for you.
Yep. I mean, it's always linked. The only way that that you can get visibility like that is if you share it on your personal profile. Then people are going to see, oh, it's like, oh, look, Jared shared this company. Maybe he's the owner. He has something to do with it, right? He's supporting the business. But nobody's ever going to know that it's your company unless you tell them or they just know personally from you, right?
Okay. And then also, okay, so that is automatically linked. I can go on my personal Facebook, and there should be a recycle button that will basically get me to Northern Pacific Fire Protection.
Yep, exactly. So pretty much you just like go into your Facebook and you go to profile on the bottom right or the three little lines, and right next to your name is going to have that little circle.
And do I have to do that from my browser, or can I do that from the app?
Nope, you can do that directly from the app.
Okay, very cool. And then, as well, so also my Google business profile, how do I add pictures to that?
Okay, so to that, we actually do that ourselves. The easiest way for you to do that is you upload them directly to the app. So actually anything you upload directly to the app, we'll go ahead and upload that on Facebook and on the Google business profile itself. So if you want to save yourself the hassle of going to Facebook and then going to the Google business profile, just upload it directly on the app, and we'll make sure that that gets posted everywhere and it even gets used on the ads as well.
Okay. But if I wanted access directly to the Google business page, could I do that as well?
Of course. You could just go in there and you could change anything, have all kinds of access to it.
Okay. And I forget if I probably was the one that set up the password and all that stuff, but.
Yep, it's linked directly to your email, and whatever password you have set up, it's going to let you log in.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty simple, but for convenience sake, it's easier just to go into the local Splash ad or app and give you guys the photos, and then basically you guys can upload them to the Facebook and to that as well.
Yep, that's the best way, so we have everything consistent all around.
Gotcha. Now, if and when I do discontinue you guys, if I do in the future, how do you, is my Google business app still active, or once our service is lapsed or canceled, then I no longer exist on Google Business?
No, you're always going to be on Google Business. Let's say you decide to cancel services today. So if you cancel services today, we just will not manage. We won't be running the ads. We won't be running the Google ads, the Facebook ads. We won't be managing the profile. You're still the sole proprietor of everything. It is your Google Business profile. It's your Facebook business page. So you'll always be visible. You just have to manage everything yourself. So in regards to the results themselves, well, that's just up to you depending on how you manage it. But everything's yours, Jared. The only thing you wouldn't be having access to is our app, the local Splash app, where you pretty much have all the information there.
Yeah, where you guys could help me manage it a little better. I got you. Okay. Well, Do you know how many months prior I had service with you guys? What did we do, like 4 or 5 months?
Let me double check just to make sure. Four months,
okay. And the monthly cost is about $569 or something like that, or
$549 with the Google Ads. Without the Google Ads, it's just $300 less.
It's $300 less, or it's $300?
$300 less.
Less.
$249 without the Google Ads.
But the Google Ads is pretty much the service that gets you the most business, correct? Or?
Yes, pretty much. So regardless of your organic positioning, you're always in first place. So even if there's another company there with 500 reviews and that's been there for years, you're still going to show up ahead of them, actually, since you're in the sponsored section.
Okay. So $2,196, I think I got one job, maybe, from you guys, or else they mistook me for another company called Northern Fire Protection. And that was about $1,700. So now a KDA is $2,196 plus $549 equals $2,745, roughly, over the span of 5 months. Okay. So I've made about $1,700, so I'm about $1,000 out with you guys. Okay. Well, I am going to try to work with you guys this month and possibly next and see how things go and see if we can get one job off of your guys' ads, and then that would spur it on to go to the next couple months.
Of course, no worries. Well, like I mentioned, just made a couple of changes. Right now, we should start seeing different types of contacts. We'll keep working on the account, get you those results, and we'll definitely be in touch.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
No, appreciate you for taking my call, Jared. Not sure if there's any other questions I could help you out with.
That should be it.
Okay, definitely. We'll be in touch. Stay safe out there and have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.